Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back. It's moving day. Today, it's actually Sunday, and I'm not recording a show on Monday because that is the day that we're moving today. All our stuff that we can, we've been moving for the past 2 weeks. The movers come tomorrow on Monday, April 10th. So I'm going to record this show, and I want to give you some insight into what the heck is going on around here. First things first, if you just plugged into this podcast and you're like, where'd I end up? Man, I got some guys screaming at me through my earplugs. Go back, listen to the last 3,000 shows, catch up, come back to April 9th, and then you'll be caught right up. My name's Sam Crowley, speaker, trainer, seminar leader, and host of the Everyday Saturday Show. Check me out at everydaysaturday.com, on Twitter at Sam Crowley, and I'm moving, and I saw a documentary on Netflix in December, right at Christmas time of this past year, a few months ago, just recently, and it impacted my life so much. It was called Minimalism, stripping everything out of your life except the stuff you need, and that's my personality, very impulsive, ready, fire, aim. The imperfect plan is always the best plan. I don't sit around much and wait for people to tell me what to do. Matter of fact, I don't take orders well at all, unless they're from my wife. Other than that, I don't take orders really at all. That's why I'm psychologically unemployable. I can't have a job. I'm trying hard on that, though. My Christian mentor said, pretty much challenged me. He said, you know, you should go get a job and work for the Lord. And you know what? I might do that because I think that would be... that'd be so crazy for me. I mean, I'm afraid I get fired inside of the first 10 minutes. You know how you got to go through those HR manuals and nice to have you with us and sign here and sign there and this is our mission statement and all. I don't even know. That's my kryptonite. I could see myself, if someone were to read a mission statement to me from human resources about the company I was just employed by, I think I might spontaneously combust in my chair. They'd look up and there'd just be a pile of ashes sitting there. I don't think I could do it, but you never know. So I saw this documentary on Netflix. It was called Minimalism over Christmas of this past year. And it impacted me so much. I'm like, we got to get rid of everything. We just got to get rid of everything. My wife's like, you know, I'm with you. I'm with you. Settle down there, son. I'm with you, though. We got to get out of the little McMansion here that we've been living in. We got to get out of the Keeping Up with the Joneses neighborhood. And you're the guy that's always preaching, go for your dream. I love when my family always throws that in my face. You're the Everyday Saturday guy. Why can't we go to Kings Island and get ice cream and buy me a pony? Like, yeah, not so much. That's not exactly what the message is. Nice try, though. They always use that against me. So I thought, why not, Ange? My wife's name's Angela. I said, why not, Ange? Let's put the house up for sale. However, we had no place to go. And then out of nowhere, a house opens up, 1840 farmhouse in the same town, same school district, and an acre of land with an in-ground pool. What? It's only like, I don't know, 1800 square feet. I mean, the house was built 200 years ago. So, yeah, you know, the cellar with the foundation is like a bunch of stones on top of each other. Does it get water in the basement? Does it get water in the basement? Water is in the basement. It's like, the better question would be, is there ever water not in your basement? The answer would be no. It's a cellar with the old Dorothy doors you go down. Yeah. So when it rains, you go down to the basement. Now, it's not like you're sludging through water, but if a little bit of moisture in a cellar scares you, don't get a house that was built in 1840. We fell in love with it. Just the land alone. Our dogs can run. Our kids, baby Susan, everybody can run out there, in-ground pool. Come on now. Me doing the triple Lindy off the high dive all day long. It was the answer to prayer. So put an offer on the house, got the house, sold this house, listed it January 7th, got an offer middle of March or so. It took a lot longer to sell. I dropped the price $30,000, actually $35,000 less than where I started because I wasn't going to death grip the money. It was more important for me to get to that farmhouse with my family than it was to make $35,000 more because I figured I can make $35,000 more, no problem. I mean, God's given me the gift of speaking, of creating products, of doing events and things like that. $35,000, not a big deal. What's more important is to get out of this house and get over there and start making memories in our new home. And that's what happened. We got an offer on the house here. They asked, which was funny, great family moving into our home. They live locally. We know them. They know us. Don't know them personally. Know of them. They know of us. Great family. They're moving in. And their main question was, can you be out in 30 days? I'm like, friend, I can be out in 30 minutes. Okay. Then we just started literally stripping everything. Goodwill runs nonstop, like shuttles to the airport like from the hotel. How often they like every 30 minutes on the hour. We were running shuttles with our Buick Enclave to the Goodwill, putting stuff on the curb. We got our beloved red couch on the curb today. Today's our last day in our home. We're sleeping in our beds tonight for the last night ever. Kids, when they come home from school tomorrow, they'll be getting dropped off at our new home. Movers are coming around 9 a.m. tomorrow, and that's it. This is our last night in the home. Now, this is kind of sad, too, and I'm not trying to be... See, if I was some, you know, fake guru, I'd be out there saying, you know, you got to go into new beginnings. One door opens, another door closes, and we don't even care. Of course I care. I'm sitting in my office for the very last time ever recording the show. I love my office. I love my basement. It's 1,300 square feet, carpeted, walls, beautiful. Smells new, looks new. Everything's new. Everything's fresh. I'm going into a home where I don't even know where I'm going to podcast from. What? My bedroom? I don't know. The bathroom? I have no idea. I don't even know where I'm going to be able to record a podcast. But you bet your booty I'll be recording a podcast. I just don't know where, and that's not a big deal. I'll figure that out. But of course, there's so many memories. Madeline, she was only 3 years old when we moved into this house. Laura was born here. Paigey was born here. Susan was born here. When she came home from the hospital, she came here. Everybody, this is their childhood home, and we're leaving it. It's very sad. It's very emotional. I'd be lying if I told you otherwise. However, I'm not focusing so much on that because if I did, I would get sad. Yeah, I'm a human being, okay? I'm a human being. I get sad. As a matter of fact, I do cry at Lifetime movies. Just watch me. The Hallmark movies at Christmas time, they get me every time. I already know the plot. I know what's coming. Single mom moves into a new small town, meets the dad who lost his wife to cancer. They get... they end up courting each other, and by the end of the movie, they're off taking a horse and carriage ride around looking at Christmas lights, and they're getting engaged. I know what's happening, and I still cry. Anyway, it is emotional, all right? It is emotional leaving something that you have so many great memories. It's not the material stuff. Look, we've given away everything, like I said. I don't even know what the movers are going to move tomorrow. A couple couches, I don't even know. We've taken pretty much everything over to the house ourselves. There's not much left. What we do have left are some, if these walls could talk, just some crazy memories. The highs and the lows, and the highs being bringing your children home from the hospital for the first time and, you know, having them running around and playing and hide and seek and all the screaming and the yelling and the laughter and the falling in the driveway and the Band-Aids and the baths and all that stuff. And then, of course, the nights, you know, Children's Hospital was calling at midnight, telling us that Susan might not make it through the night. That was going on in this home. Ventilators in our home. All that stuff, man. And now we're off to make new memories. It's really as simple as that. I'm focusing, and we're all focusing. Our family is all focusing on what's new. What's behind that door? God opened a door for us. We're waltzing through it. But what's behind it? I don't know. I don't know. My prayer and my faith is that we're going to make amazing memories at this new home. But look, truth be told, if you're looking to go in a new direction with your life, you don't know. You would love to. You'd like to think, you know, I planned it out pretty good, even though I really didn't plan this out pretty good. I just went with the impulse that said, hey, strip it all out. Because I've been talking about this for so long, I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't act on it at some point. Strip away all the possessions. Quit trying to keep up with the Joneses. Well, now I'm hearing the voice in my mind say, okay, Crowley, I called your bluff. You're done. You're out of the house. We got somebody to buy it. You're done. You're out. Get out of here. What are you going to do now? Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'm going to go over to this house. Yeah, only 3 bedrooms. You got to make it into a 4th. You got no room, no basement. You got to get rid of almost all your stuff. Only bring the necessities with you. Are you willing to do that? Yeah. Yeah, I am. Okay. and you got faith that you're actually your family is going to kill each other in this new house with half the space. 1,800 square feet compared to 4,000 square feet. You know, one full bath and a half bath. Five women in the house. You're okay with that? I think so. Let's do it. See, these are the things that are going through my mind. Now, when my bluff has been called, I told, if you go back and listen to this podcast 3 months ago, you heard me talking about the documentary Minimalism. Just go on my website, go to everydaysaturday.com, click on the podcast tab, and just search the end of December, beginning of January. You'll hear me talking about that documentary for the first time. And if you heard it, go back and listen to it again. Because I want to be somebody as best I can keeping integrity with my words and have my actions follow those. Because if you can't do it, if you're just all talk, you're just another motivational guru out there. Tell me what I should do, but don't do it. You know, listen to what I say. Don't watch what I do. Well, hey, listen, I want you to watch what I do. And I'm going to give you the real raw thoughts. And I'm going to podcast from this new house. And I'm going to let you know what the thoughts are going through my mind. I'm kind of scared a little bit right now. You know, I want to know how we got a baby. We did a trach change this morning. We removed Susan's trach tube and put a new one in. We do it every 2 weeks. So in between moving all of this stuff, we woke up this morning, loaded the car. Oh, hey, we got to change Susan's trach. Okay, let's sterilize everything. Sterilize the hands, get going. Boop, remove the trach tube, put in a new one, off. Okay, let's go move. That's how we operate now. See, I really do believe this. Okay, I believe God gives you a lot of adversity in your life, not because he likes to see you suffer, but he likes to see you overcome that, and he likes to see you win, and then he likes to see you report back to other people on how you did it so you can inspire them to do it. Because if you're inspired at all by any of these podcasts over the past 10 years, then you need to go and do the same thing. You need to go cross through the terror barrier. You need to go try something new. You need to be scared as hell, and you need to report back to other people on how the sun still came up the next day. Because if all of us are just going and playing average and playing small and not really out there getting our feet wet, you know, and trying to try new stuff, there's no purpose to life. We all know what it's like to play average. We all know what that's like. I want to hear from you about something you tried, and I hope you fail miserably. Oh my God, Sam Crowley isn't a motivational guy. He wants me. No, I want to know how you picked yourself back up. I want to know how you rebounded, man. I want to know how you looked fear in the face and you punched it in the face. And I want to know how you came out better for it. And I want to know how I can do it. You tell me. I don't want to know how you went to a job. Anybody can sit in traffic for 30 minutes every single morning and be miserable. I don't want that story. I already know that story. Not only did I live it myself, everybody I know lives that story. I want to know how you quit that job, and I want to know how you went for your dream, and I want to know how you overcame all of that adversity, because it's coming, baby. Oh, that adversity's coming. It's the enemy testing you want to know. How bad do you want it, man? Do you want it bad enough to be criticized? Do you want it bad enough to be laughed at, mocked, and ridiculed by all your friends and family, everybody who was right there with you while you could do everything for them, but now you can't do anything for them anymore? They're laughing at you. I want to know how you overcame that. I don't want to know how you got employee of the month. I don't want to know how you went on the quota buster trip. I don't want to know how you got the gold watch after 40 years and got put out the pasture. That's the story of the loser. I want the story of the winner. I want to know, like, I'm sitting here in a bare home now. There ain't nothing left. The only thing left is this microphone I'm talking into, and I got a little bit of trepidation going on in the old butterflies in the Crowley stomach, but I'll be okay. And I'm going to report back to you next month and the month after that and this fall and this winter. And I'm going to talk to you about Labor Day. And I'm going to talk to you about Thanksgiving. I'm going to talk to you about Christmas and New Year's. Oh, the display we're going to put in the front yard for everybody to watch as they drive by. I can't wait. I'm going to be Clark freaking Griswold of Loveland, Ohio with my new farmhouse. Okay? I'm going to share all those memories with you. I'm excited. Am I scared? Of course I'm scared. Do I live in perpetual fear? No, I don't, because on the other side of fear is opportunity. I believe that. I don't just talk about that. I believe that. And if you believe on the other side of your fear is your biggest opportunity, child, you're going to win today. You're going to win today. I'm fired up. So for the last time from the Everyday Saturday Studio since 2004, it's Sam Crowley. I'm going to be back. I'm not sure when I'm going to be back, but I'm going to be back in your earbuds very soon, letting you know that everything is okay. So for the last time here, Palmer Place, Loveland, Ohio, have the best day
ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.